Welcome to the podcast.
Testing my balls.
Nobody wants that picture that you drew of your dick.
I'll make your life happy. NateTheMarshall.com.
I get the feeling that this follower likes to shit in his own hands and then rub it on his mom's face.
This is the rock. Sam Jackson is in the movie about the two lesbian women.
All right,
I want everyone to think of the first time you had sex, and I'm not talking about with your stepsister. I just mean really having sex.
I noticed that my dick slit is getting bigger. I don't know how much bigger this fucking thing can get.
He had to chime in. He didn't leave anything for the PUD, but he said Pizzo blows worse than his mom.
Go eat his. That's me slicing the prices for your ass. You know what it is. It's just grab and go.
I've been trying to get my wife to to do a double pee, where she pees and I pee between her legs.
I did that with my dad. If I mix the Evan Williams and the Four Loko, call it Four Left.
Tell me what is more gay. If you would have seen her, you would have forgave her for drowning babies.
I can clarify here.
Yeah.
Rape school, don't throw down cigarette
butt. That's not at all.
You can't even cuss. Give me a little abbreviation.
Yeah. What is the bean bean?
But.
Oh, look how slow the redneck is.
My sound level's good?
I would imagine, because we just fucking started.
All right, then.
Welcome to the world fucking famous podcast, motherfuckers. We'll get to that in a minute, but just to show you an example of this, Pizzo, we just got a friend request from one of our world famous motherfucking people who love us.
This is a hot ass looking dude.
We're on Podomatic, you know, of course, podcast.podomatic.com.
There you go.
You can always go over there and leave your comments. We got one this week. We'll get to that in a little bit. But we just got a friend request. You can go over there, and if you have accounts and shit there, you can friend request us, be on there. You get emails from us and all that kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. And we get a lot of DJ shit on there a lot, like electronic house techno. Dubstep motherfuckers that always want to come in there, and they seem to be prevalent on this site.
Yeah, I think they use this site a lot to mingle with each other.
Yeah,
fucking go back and forth and all that jazz.
It does seem quite like that. So this guy is a deep tech house techno motherfucker.
Yeah, you'll have that.
Yeah. His name is Alain. How do you say that last name, Peace?
Bouchamin.
I guess that's Bouchamin. He's from Toronto.
Yeah.
He is a male.
He is a male, I can tell.
And he's single, ladies.
Single?
So go over there and check him out. Although, from the picture.
Yeah, might be gentlemen.
Might be dude, sister, who's got his into. Let's check out a little bit of his shit here.
All right, what you got?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Fucking hit. Take some X. Take some horse. Underhand bitches.
Give me my pacifier.
Oh, man.
That was just a little taste of what you could find over there on Podomatic.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of motherfuckers that always come over there and give us friend requests. So we got like a shitload of fucking friends.
Yeah.
But nobody that really gives a shit about listening to us at all.
No. I completely understand that. It's fine, guys.
But we were talking about the world famous shit.
Yeah.
We got an email this week from a guy from Scotland.
Right.
Named Duncan.
Yeah, we often get where we could see who's downloading the show and shit, and we get downloads from all over the world, but nobody really ever leaves anything.
Right, and this was really the first one we had got to the podcasters@gmail.com account,
yeah.
And somebody actually said, well, we felt pretty proud
yeah.
to get something like this.
Yeah.
Duncan McCush, I don't know if that's how to say your last name, man. Duncan, I don't even know if you want me to put that out there for you, but I'm not going to read off your whole email, but we do appreciate it, and he's got some ideas for the show. We might be doing a show like in the next 2 weeks, kind of like what he's talking about doing there.
Yeah, we can do
that. We do appreciate it, Duncan, and like I say, world famous and world infamous motherfuckers around here. Motherfucker, we had a download from Iran.
That's awesome.
This week.
I didn't know that they even had
yeah, I didn't even know. I thought their shit was censored, you know.
Yeah.
We got shit from North Korea.
Yeah.
All over China, Malaysia, Philippines. I mean, I don't want y'all to get freaked out there. We don't actually see like your address, but it kind of shows us like in regions where motherfuckers download. We're getting pretty popular out in fucking LA.
Yeah.
So it's been a lot out there and all that kind of stuff like that. But we do get quite a few in China. Also,
getting back to Duncan, I did try to find some apps for some Scottish shit. And this is one for Scottish music.
Did you, you found one?
Yeah.
let's check it out a little bit.
It's a you play it yourself. Now, this is what they, this is music in Scotland. This is how they do things.
This is the type of music they do now?
Yeah, here it is.
Okay.
I would be drunk the whole time I was there as well.
I don't think that's technically music.
Yeah. This is what they consider.
Now, I've seen the dude on a unicycle dressed as Darth Vader playing the Imperial March and on bagpipes.
No, this is terrible.
And that actually sounded pretty damn cool, but what you were doing there really wasn't music, I don't believe.
Yeah, that sounds like somebody trying to squeeze a cat out of their asshole. That's horrible.
Well, I think the key is that you might need to learn how to play a bagpipe before you even try to make notes on one.
No, I think this is all they do.
They just randomly hit buttons. It just go through
and
like that.
And music's done. That's how they. That's exactly how
end of concert, right?
Have a good one.
Throw the roses on the stage.
Yeah, exactly. Throw me your roses. Look,
we did get one comment to the podcast.podomatic.com page this week, and it comes in anonymous. Look, guys, if you want us to know who it come from, you have to sign in there. You can't put them up anonymously, and it doesn't really matter. But if you, if you want us to give you a shout out, you're going to have to put it up there.
All, no, like
not at all.
Sites. We don't take anything down. So
the comment was puddingfodder.com. Wow. Would have never guessed that fart could that the fart could be topped. Then the cherry appeared. Instant classic.
It is instant classic.
Well, I mean, I kind of pride myself on being able to find the nastiest shit I can goddamn come across.
You did a great job on that one, man. I've been telling people.
I don't
about
know
that,
if I can top myself this week. We'll have to find out later in the show.
And by the way, all the people who visit the podcast at podomatic.com, that is my wife's ass, or that's what it used to be.
Long time ago.
Long time ago. Long time.
I didn't know if you was gonna let that out there to the listeners and actually give them an insight into the Pizzo household over here. Yes, that is his wife's ass, and mighty fine at the time, bud.
At the time, yeah. At the time.
I have to go. You know, every time you take a picture, that's in the past.
That's right. So and so that's why I've been telling my buddy he's about to get married next Saturday. Right. I said,
like, look at this.
Take pictures, motherfucker.
You need to take a picture of now and show
him. Take them pictures.
So he has some kind of reference.
Yeah. Gotta have it. By the way, my
no, this is we got to get to the plan. How is the plan working?
Plan is working good.
Plan's working good. Well, that just means you're constantly being a bitch.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a rose in there right now.
God damn. But your 4 days has been either that or before.
No. I'm still working on a 7 day thing right now.
Right, but you've been getting pussy.
Oh yeah. Oh.
That regular.
Yeah.
It within your 4 day period before
since,
you.
Since I started this, she's not going longer than 5 days. And last time we fucked was Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
Yeah. So, and it was some good sex too. She's, I was choking her a little bit. She's into that. She's into that shit. Had never really done that before. Maybe had my hand around her neck sort of thing. But she's on top and I kind of put my hand on her neck and she just kind of like pushed her neck into my hand. And I was like, oh, you want to get choked?
Oh, so she's doing like a self choke.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like choke yourself.
Exactly. Get on your knees. Don't move my goddamn hands.
Choke yourself.
That would have been.
You should have done that shit.
Don't move
Turn
my
into Arlie Herbie on this motherfucker.
Then you
go
about
get a
that.
Fucking pillowcase full of soap and beat him with it.
I'd almost forgotten about that. I mean, obviously, choke yourself, but I'd forgotten about that. Don't move my goddamn hand. That is so fucking awesome.
See, I would have been laughing so fucking hard, I couldn't have been able to fuck. Choke yourself.
Choke yourself. Don't move my goddamn hand, bitch.
Now we need to get a fucking Full Metal Jacket soundboard.
Yeah, no shit. That is fucking
awesome. Oh, man,
awesome.
That was fucking great. So... Then you've really got nothing to talk about with the plan then.
Yeah, other than we've been fucking. I've been fucking up lately, though. I hadn't really been going
but
what, above
all right,
and beyond.
Let's, all right, then since the plan has been going and you're having to be nice and all, give us some of the ideas of what you've been doing to be nice.
All right. Well, that's the thing. I've been doing, you know, kind of personal shit that really doesn't make any sense to anybody else. You know, just
well,
like,
it's still gonna show how much of you are a bitch. So,
okay,
so let,
okay.
Let's
here's a
bitchness.
Good one. Here's a good one. Here's a good one. This I did this one time. I wrote a note.
Okay.
And just said I love you, and I hid it in her purse for her to find later.
Fuck it, dude.
I don't know if she ever found it.
You don't even care.
I looked it up on Google. I looked it up on
you Googling romantic tips.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was so. I did that. And I don't know if that worked or not, but so you're getting your romantic advice here from Pizzo these days.
His romantic advice is just to go to Google and type it in.
Yeah, I mean, really, they really have a lot more than I do. So
the actual definition of Google is infinite. So I would imagine that's a long fucking number.
Yeah. Yeah, Google is trying to take over your life, and I like it. I'm not worried about it at all. People are worried about this.
Oh, you talking about with their...
the Google Plus and their...
Knowing what the fuck you're doing online and things
like
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, there's ways to set those type of things. And,
yeah.
You know, the more and more that they get, it, and they tell you, it's like, well, it's for we can bring you better ads.
Right.
But I look at fucked up shit. I don't want ads like that. I'm going to, like, look up a restaurant. I don't want on the side over there with the pudding fodder shooting cherries
right.
out of ass
right.
while I'm looking for... I'm on Yelp.
Yeah.
Looking for a goddamn restaurant.
Yeah. So, this place has really creamy pudding. It wouldn't be disrupted by farts.
Exactly. Intimate atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not, this is not where I want to come from. So it does get to be a nuisance on that part, you know, of them wanting to know. So that actually, I mean, like, look, take a look at this. Like,
okay.
I found 18 more sex toys.
Okay.
Like last week. So, I figured, well, we'll go back through this, but if Google starts looking at me and starts finding out, you know, I'm looking at all of this crazy shit,
yeah.
You know, I'm be looking, you know, I'll get on the computer all the time there at the house.
Yeah.
You know, my kids is looking over my shoulder and here comes fucking fart porn.
Right.
So, or, you know, hell with the damn nasty shit I'm looking at, it's going to be, take for instance, the plow.
The plow. Well, here's my thing. If you're not logged in to your Google account, then you have free reign to
browse the web all
you want.
Well, technically, that's not always true. That would depend on if you were on a different computer and signed in, then it would know. But if you're on the same computer, it's looking at your IP address. So if you're on that computer, you ever noticed, like, you're not signed in to, say, a Nissan website. You go over there and you look at a Nissan car, and then you go looking on another page and see ads for Nissan. It's because they've seen that shit and it goes straight to your IP address because you've looked at it on that fucking computer.
Right.
So, I hate to get technical on it, but that was the reason why people get all fucked up about it, because more and more they're going to see this shit.
Yeah.
It's going to tell on them, really.
Well, okay, like, but here's the other thing.
You've been fucking chickens on the side with
right.
fucking them Ashley Madison, and you go and, you know, your wife sees you fucking typing in something else, but there's an ad for Ashley Madison on the motherfucker.
Right.
Hey,
but
you
here's
just
the,
got fucked.
Here's the other thing, though. It's like, I know putting fodder is probably doing really good.
Yeah, it probably is now. I blew them up.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably nailing down the money. But here's the thing.
Especially as famous as we are.
Are they really running to Google to buy ad space?
Well, no,
or are
they're
they going to get pushed out of the way by somebody like Nissan?
I would imagine that somebody, yeah, well, somebody might, though, that it's a bigger place, like, say, YouPorn or, you know, RedTube.
Yeah.
Now, they won't, you know, they won't have puddingfarter.com, but they will have something similar. So they'll know you look at porn, so there's porn.
I just don't think that Google is going to purchase ad space from porn sites. That's going to be a whole other
well, it's not necessarily Google. That's any page, and it's just like what they call Google uses a thing called adware.
Yeah.
So it's like if we wanted to put out a commercial for us or a banner ad for us or something like that that goes across the internet, period.
Yeah.
This would go across the internet, period, and just be out there and however many times it got placed on random pages at different times.
But websites and Google and search engines in general, they have the last say on what gets advertised on their page.
Not really.
Oh, so you're saying I'm going to go to fucking sprout.com, and if I've been looking at porn all day, fucking porn is going to be on the right-hand side of the page?
Not necessarily, but it could.
I just don't see. I mean, you know, thing is, if it does, it does. We'll just have to have that conversation with my children. I'm a grown-up about my porn watching. You know?
That's right. Well, parents shouldn't be fucked up about having to tell the kids what the hell. You know, censorship is always fucked up.
Yeah.
And it's really because parents don't have to talk to the kids
yeah.
and tell them any damn thing different. So they try to keep that shit away.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, here's something I've been doing recently is when I'm watching my daughter, I've been kind of just going getting away from the thing pretty much.
Right.
But I talked to about this a while back, and we're going to cut that out and put Rocco in. And we were talking about washing the kids and stuff and trying to get your kids to have a little bit better language skills by talking to them. So
okay.
I'm giving her a bath. I'm like, let me wash your arm. Give me your arm. Wash your elbow, blah, blah, blah. Well, we get to her vagina. And Rocco says vagina. He's like, I'm going to wash your vagina.
Okay, yeah, he doesn't make up no cutesy name for
right.
it.
Right, I say hoo-hoo.
God damn it.
So, and the thing is like, eventually your child is going to say something in public.
Right.
Because she's got no sense
right.
of ship. She's
My gonna, mom has always called it a twat.
Twat.
Nice. Even in, like, public and shit.
Right.
Like, she didn't know it was a bad word for the longest time. And that was really the way she called it. Like, she'd talk about a dog.
Yeah.
And she'd say, you know, the dog, something's wrong with the dog's twat.
Right. And that's what...
That's you know...
That's what your daughter's going to do eventually.
Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you, Mom!
I mean, that's what your daughter's going to do eventually. She's going to fall down or something and say, Daddy, you know, I hurt my twat. So, I would just rather her come to me and say, my hoo-hoo, and I'm like, I got you. Your vagina.
No, so, well...
I know what she's talking about.
Again, it's really weird. Like, parents will be like, they don't want the kids to see anything out of the PG-13 range. And if they hear a game or something, have shit, or there's somebody on TV that says ass or asshole or something like that, they go totally ape shit about
yeah.
it. But around their house, they don't give a fuck if they're hollering it. That goddamn nigger was all over my lawn.
Yeah.
You know, they don't really care, yeah. you know, about what, you know, they say. So it's kind of hypocritical at any point.
Yeah.
You know.
So like the old fucking coon, by the did you hear about that? The guy?
No.
You know the guy, the big case, the Trayvon Martin or whatever?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't know what he said. I've listened to that. Like, yeah, that's
that
a big thing out
tape.
There.
Yeah.
If nobody's heard about that. It's somewhere outside of Daytona, I believe.
Yeah, somewhere in Florida.
And this guy was supposed to be a neighborhood watch guy, which nobody appointed, and all this kind of shit. And he
yeah.
calls into like 911 like five times a week.
Yeah.
He calls in.
Whistleblower.
And, whistleblower, pretty much. He's a fucking neighborhood narc bullshit.
Yeah.
Either way, this guy just pretty much wanted to shoot someone, and he found the reason why. The kid that he was after went to the store and got a soda and some Skittles, and this dude just shot him right in the fucking chest.
Yeah.
You know. So, you know, finally the FBI is looking into it and all this other kind of shit. And that Trayvon Martin shit is just straight bullshit, dude.
Yeah, it's fucked up that they didn't charge this guy. I mean, he's basically like, oh, it's self-defense. And they're like, okay, well, you have yourself a good day, sir.
Well,
but, no.
Yeah. Well, what I read was that Florida had a stand-your-ground law.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is a little bit different than, say, here. I have a concealed weapon permit here in South Carolina, and it's a little bit different. You have to do everything you can to get away.
Yeah.
Before you can use it. You can't, that stand-your-ground law don't work here.
No.
So it's like, you know, if somebody, you yeah. can't be standing there like a Mr. Tough Shit, and as soon as this guy actually comes at you, you just shoot him because you actually, you know, you were wanting it to
yeah.
happen.
Well,
Florida looks like they just want you to do that.
From what I heard of the law, it doesn't really make any sense because it's like you can meet deadly force with deadly force. Well, how do you meet deadly force with deadly force? Because
well, that's still the truth. The truth. Like,
because
if you came at me with
somebody,
a hammer, you could kill me with that hammer. Right.
But if you meet deadly force with deadly force, that means that you're already dead.
But doesn't that mean they cancel out? It's like a double negative.
Is it like is it like a suicide pact?
That's... We kill each other. or we just turn each thing that you have against
yeah.
the thing that I have, and we just kill each other with our own things.
That's about all we can do. That's
right?
The only way you can really...
it's like taking two of the same poles on a magnet.
Yeah.
And it just pushes it away.
Apart. Yeah, then, yeah, technically a deadly force with deadly force law means everybody's fine.
Right.
There's no problem at all.
But I don't see how you don't get that, though. Deadly force against deadly force means that if you have an object that can cause mortal injury to me,
yeah,
that I have the choice if I have my permit to mortally injure you.
So, like, if I'm walking outside with my gun,
yes,
and my neighbor is cutting his hedges, and he turns and starts walking towards me to talk to me, with his head trimmer.
No, he's like,
hey, bud, I'd like to kill you. Just joking.
I like your hypotheticals, man. They're so vivid. I see the picture now.
And I'll blow half of his goddamn face off. I'm justified if I'm in Florida, at least.
No. Well, it depends who all saw you do it.
It's just me and him.
It was just like this guy here. He's like, really, nobody saw him do it. So yeah. He was able to say, no, this guy was coming at me. That bag of Skittles was going to give me a really bad paper cut.
You remember that South Park? He's coming right now.
Jimbo.
Yeah.
that was a good one.
So
that's the way what it would have to be is this guy is coming across the road charging you with those shears, and then you would have that.
It'd probably also help if he was black.
Yeah, it would help.
Because that way I could really shoot him.
It seems to be in the South, really. If you want to get away with murder, do that.
Yeah, because deadly force is just being black.
As long as you don't say anything racial towards them as you do it, or drag them behind a truck, as we've known to do.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, and that, you know, it's fucking despicable.
We don't do that all the time. Sometimes we're fucking horses.
Here's the thing with that, though, Pease, is that, all right, this was not too long, and I think this was Chicago. I may be wrong on the city, but it did happen. Some black guys set a white dude on fire.
Nice.
I mean, just set him on fire purposefully and called him cracker, all this shit, you know, while they're doing it and laughing like hell while they're burning this motherfucker up. Now, those dudes will not get charged for a hate crime at all.
Yeah.
Now, if that was a bunch of white dudes, and I'm not saying that, you know, it shouldn't be either way.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, I see what you're saying.
I'm just saying that there's actually, if you look at it that way, and trust me, I cannot take back any goddamn thing. I mean, white people has way fucked over black people a lot more. You know what I mean? But that don't excuse anything changing.
Yeah, don't
from
nobody
anything
need
now.
To get fucked over like that.
If you're gonna make a law for everybody.
Right. No, I agree.
You
with
know
that.
What I mean? Because it's fucked up on our part. It's fucked up on their part. And it's fucked up on anybody's part. Whether it be any color, you could be a rainbow motherfucker. It don't make a shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Except albinos. Just be a faggot. Albinos, you can kill those albinos.
Is right. And gingers.
Gingers are fine too. Fair game. Fair game on gingers.
Yeah, I think they're like alligators, right? You can just kill those at any point. Or what is it? Hyenas around here or coyotes?
Coyotes, yeah.
Around here.
Yeah, for gingers, you do have to go get a tag. You only get 20 tags a season to kill as many. Yeah, kill your 20 gingers, and then your season's over.
That's
if I catch you over your limit,
that's right.
There's going to be a hefty fine, like
that's
$20
right.
or $30.
Man, I got me 100 freckled the other day.
They weren't even full grown. Damn, you got to let them grow up first a little bit. They ain't going to look good on your wall.
And, you know, you talk about the censorship thing or what people talk about. I mean, they had to – remember, it's been a couple weeks now because we hadn't done the show.
Yeah.
But Rush Limbaugh got into some shit.
Oh, yeah, the old slut whore.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure everybody knows it by now. It's old because, you know, we're a couple weeks behind, but we kind of own the subject. So Rush Limbaugh calls this girl a slut.
Yeah.
On his fucking show, but he does it for like 3 days, you know, talks about this bitch.
Well, that's how he does.
The panel that the House Republicans brought in to talk about birth control was like six dudes.
Yeah.
That sat up there to tell what women should do about birth control. They had no women up there about the shit. Personally, I don't really give a fuck about the whole thing. I'm just letting you know the facts. Okay. So this girl came in and she's on her own and she's just saying that colleges should provide her with birth control.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know. I thought you could just go to the fucking clinic and get that shit for free.
You can around here.
But
I
evidently,
mean,
I don't understand how all that shit works. I'm not a girl.
Well, so it's been a long time since I've been
I had to buy condoms in goddamn years. So, I mean, whatever
you can
fuck
even,
on that.
You know, around here, at least back when, you know, when I was like 16
or 17,
you can go to clinic
and get rubbers.
You can get free rubbers. You can get free
Lifestyles, too. They had the good shit.
Yeah. What the fuck? I used to jack off with them shits all the time.
Keep from the clean up.
Yeah, I don't like the clean up.
It's jacking off in a condom. I can't understand how.
No, I don't
know. It's like fucking with a condom. You don't really get the same feeling out of it. I don't understand how that works.
No,
explain.
fucking with a condom is good because that way I don't come in 5 seconds.
So you desensitize yourself. So
actually, I use some of those. They like
what
make
you
these,
should do
have you ever
is
seen
eat
these?
A Vicodin.
Yeah.
You'll fuck all night.
Have you ever seen these condoms that they say, like, they have special shit in there to make it where you can fuck longer or whatever?
Right.
I used those things one time. I don't know if I did something wrong, but I mean, these fucking things make your dick numb.
Right. Well, did you use the topical rush?
I don't know. It was a condom. You just put this shit on your dick. Oh,
it
was a condom.
Yeah, it's got that shit on it. That's what it does. Yeah.
It's just like getting your fucking teeth numbed or something.
It's got some kind of like Orajel Novocaine type shit in it. That's what it's supposed to do. Mm-mm. Yeah, don't do
that's
that.
That's terrible. Don't ever do
that. That topical rush shit is the same fucking thing.
No.
Yeah, you can pretty much beat on it with a goddamn wooden spoon and you ain't feeling nothing.
Yeah. It would be funny if somebody put one of those on inside out and get the old...
get the girl fucked up.
The old numb vagina.
I don't think she's going to appreciate that.
No, she probably wouldn't. She wakes up in the morning and her vagina is bleeding.
Exactly. But the whole thing we were getting at with it is that, you know, censorship being as far out as it is, you know, and they tried to go after Rush for saying this shit, which he should be. I don't agree with what the fuck he said, but he should be perfectly allowed to say what the fuck he wants to say.
Yeah, he should. I agree.
I mean, that, if you want to be, Bill Maher put out an op-ed this week and said, you know, everybody should be allowed to say what they want to say. And if this country didn't want it to be, we'd be Canada, because they have that shit fucked up there. And they cannot just do the shit like we can. If you talk bad about a motherfucker, you get sued for slander.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And we have an ice cream truck riding through the neighborhood.
Is that what
everybody.
The fuck that
is? That's exactly what that is.
I thought I was hearing something.
Hold on. I'm going to go get me a snow cone. I'll be
what
right
kind
back.
What lovely fucking neighborhood am I living in here? This is awesome.
Pizzo lives in the white neighborhood.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean.
Nice, quiet ice cream trucks. Ice cream truck rolls through my neighborhood. He is playing rap music.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Through those shitty ass horn speakers on the top. I mean, it's not like Big Worm and Friday. He's already pumping.
He's already got the tink tink. All he needs is the boom boom. So.
So getting back to the shit, Bill Maher put out, you know, that thing about it. And, you know, he said some bad shit about Sarah Palin a few years ago. So the Republicans went after him because he's a big contributor to Obama, all that shit, and said, well, you called Sarah Palin a cunt. Well, she is a cunt.
She is a cunt.
And she's in the political spotlight, and she put herself there.
Right.
All right, now this girl did go to the thing, but she's not a political person that's going up there.
Yeah.
You know. So the argument is, but I still don't think that anybody should have the choice to say, you know, what you can and cannot say and who you can say it about, period. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I don't think it matters either. Now, I mean,
you're not threatening anybody. You're just saying what you think. That's your opinion.
And that's his whole livelihood is based around that.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's what this whole fucking show is. That's what the whole, I mean, Glenn Beck, all them motherfuckers, they get to say their own shit.
Yeah.
And then it goes away. They talk for however, you know, you're not going to change anybody who wants to listen to them in the first place.
Yeah.
The advertisers think if they pull out, they're just going to go somewhere. These crazy motherfuckers that listen to Rush Limbaugh don't give a shit.
Mm-mm.
They're not buying Tide because Rush Limbaugh told them to buy Tide or it's on his goddamn thing. The only thing they're listening to is his crazy-ass ramblings that he's talking about. Well, Obama is a secret Muslim who wants to eat babies.
Yeah. Now buy this beef jerky. Snap into a Slim Jim.
I mean, he might as well be as crazy as that Jones cat. You listen to that guy?
Jones?
Alex Jones, I believe. He talks like this. I'm Alex Jones.
Maybe I have.
There's conspiracies everywhere.
Oh, is that a bald-headed dude?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's... No, you're thinking about Jesse Ventura.
No. No, I seen a big-ass billboard for somebody.
I doubt it, but you're...
On AM radio.
He was the one that was talking to Charlie Sheen when he went all crazy.
Okay, yeah, I've seen YouTube shit of him then. Yeah, fucking idiot. Oh, and speaking of censorship.
Okay.
As you know, I am stealing your Netflix, and
yes,
I appreciate
that.
I've been watching a lot of fucking movies and shit on there,
right,
and I appreciate it. but there's a movie that deals with specifically movie censorship. It's called This Film Is Not Yet Rated.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
That's a really good movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie. And it shows you a lot about the MPAA.
Yeah, and how fucked up they are.
You know, I think, you know, you talk about, like, say, a PG-13 movie.
Yeah.
And they will allow one fuck.
Yeah.
Per, not like a actual, the verb of fucking.
Right.
Fuck. I'm talking about the actual curse word fuck.
Yeah. Just one fuck.
Just one fuck.
Not
per,
another fuck.
Per, yeah. No, you can't fuck. Do a motherfuck. Motherfuck is out of question.
SR.
So you can say fuck one time in a PG-13 movie. You can say as much shit and ass as you want to, and you can kind of get away with a little bit of violence.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't understand what hearing one fuck or 30 fucks makes any difference. I don't understand what language makes anything R or PG-13 or anything.
It don't fucking matter.
Doesn't parental guidance mean the same thing?
I would think that, yeah.
Parental guidance means you should look at this before you come in here.
I really think after watching that, I've always thought they need to change that rating system, but after watching that, they really need to rework
that shit. Even cartoon movies have G rating, which means guidance.
Right.
What the fuck does that mean?
Well, I mean,
why not do it the same way like they do games?
That's what I was thinking.
Rated everyone, you know, 10 or under, whatever. You know, the movie should be done like that.
Yeah.
Like, it lets you know before you, like, Smurf. You come in and goddamn see the Smurfs. Everybody 10 and under will like the Smurfs. Everybody above that is stupid for watching it.
Well, and the thing is, if they're going to keep the rating system, different, these companies need to get on board and support NC-17 movies more often, because the things that they deem NC-17 are usually not what you would think. I mean, a lot of it does have to do with sex, which people think if it's NC-17, it's like next step is porno. But that's not always...
Well, it is. That's the next rating above NC-17 is X.
Right. So, I mean, and because you get that NC-17 rating, it surprised you to think.
Well, usually
that
people only get NC-17 ratings because of explicit sex or very, very, very gratuitous violence, things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's never going to be because of language.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
You look at a movie, have you ever, I'm sure you know both of these movies, but Boys Don't Cry.
Yeah.
And Sin City.
Right.
Boys Don't Cry had to have two scenes cut out to be R. Sin City didn't have to have anything cut out. And in my opinion, it's a great movie, but in my opinion, it had some gratuitous violence, especially when he's like beating that guy's head in all the way to the fucking decks of the floor. And his head is
Yeah, but it kind of looks like cartoonish.
Right.
You know what I mean? You can kind of get away with that. When Boys Don't Cry is like really, really... I mean, that when they get down to it in that fucking movie, that shit gets pretty damn powerful. You kind of understand what's going on there.
Two scenes they had to cut out. Now, there's one
Plus,
scene...
Plus, it's like that was real. That happened to somebody.
Yeah. Well, the scene where Hilary Swank gets anal raped, they didn't have to cut that out. The scene where she gets shot in the head.
Well, I'm glad they left the part where they actually showed her boobs. Yeah. She's got a rack.
She does have a nice rack. When they shot her in the head and shit, they left. That's not part problem. But the two problems they had was there's one scene where she's going down on her girlfriend, Hilary Swank is.
Yeah.
And the girl's orgasm was too long.
That's not real.
They had to shorten the length of this orgasm.
They know damn well Hilary Swank can really munch box. There's no way she could have lasted that long.
There's no way. And the second thing, after she gets done licking the pussy, she comes up to kiss her partner.
And she didn't even wipe or anything. She
had cum on her lip.
Now,
and she wiped the cum off. And they had to
cut should have left that in, man. I would have fucking blew my load in the theater.
I mean,
right into my fucking damn Coke cup.
They showed it, and you can. It's not like fucking. You know, it's not like a.
Well, it's
dude
not like
came
it's dripping,
over, right? It's just a little bit of
like a
glistening
milk mustache,
a little bit of a glistening clear liquid.
That pussy juice,
she
right
just
there.
Wipes it off.
That's not you. Leave that shit if you're a real man. That's for the next day.
Well, yeah.
That's what you got that catcher up there for, right?
That's right. That's what I am. The old womb broom.
The axe brush.
There you go.
That's right. You know, and censorship, you were speaking of this, and I actually had something this week on censorship.
Okay.
Like, you know, we got it pretty fucking good over here.
Yeah, we do.
And here's some shit from China. And these are the most censored words on the Chinese internet. Now, some of these are self-explanatory and understood.
Right.
Some of these is way the fuck out in left field that I don't even understand why they would censor this shit. All right, how about K powder?
Not getting it.
Got that one?
No, I don't know what that is.
Dalai Lama.
Okay.
That one's given. They hate that motherfucker over there.
They're Taoist, right?
All right. Evolution.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Porn, definitely, right?
Okay, porn's fine.
Great firewall. Isn't it just great wall?
I mean, yeah, I guess that's...
Like, they can look at the great wall, but they can't look at the great firewall.
I guess that's some kind of, like, slang or, like, you know, misnomer of the wall. They don't want any kind of...
Nothing about wall. You can't talk about wall.
You can't talk about wall. This is great wall. Motherfucker.
1989.
That whole year is
I don't know
bad
if that's,
year.
That might
bad
be
year.
The revolution year. you know, Tiananmen Square bullshit when, you know, when it turned over. So that might be it. Blood in all caps.
Yeah, anytime.
I guess
yeah.
Blood in lowercase is okay.
Yeah, if you calm it down, lowercase.
Don't yell it at me.
Yeah. If you got blood and one exclamation point, that's okay. Two exclamation points, cannot have it.
How about allergic rhinitis?
Yeah. That's
what
a
the
made
fuck
up,
is that?
Made up disease.
June 4th. Who yeah. knows? Sodomy.
Okay.
Great act. They can't look at it.
They cannot look at it. Can't even.
Yellow. They don't want them to look at yellow.
Yeah, I guess that's another slang thing,
they don't want to look
thing,
up their
right?
own racial
yeah.
epithets.
Yeah, you can't look up slurs.
Yellow bastards.
Yeah, yellow fuck.
Food allergies.
Bastard.
Why can
food allergies?
Yeah, they want you to be stupid about it. You know, eat all the peanuts you want. Go into fucking anaphylactic shock. Who gives a shit?
I guess they don't want to be hypochondriacs like us over here. We're all worried about what the fuck's in our food.
Chinsawa people. Mm. Who knows that one?
You know.
Class conflict.
There is no such thing as that.
Muslim.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I can understand that one. March 13th. Yeah. Who the fuck knows all these goddamn dates that they're fucking looking for?
I don't know what March 13th.
Obituary. Now, they can't have any write-up. They can't look up about, like, somebody died and they had a write-up about this shit or anything like that.
So, these Chinese people, they're Taoist, right? I mean, what is the tenets of Taoism? It's not a singular God kind of thing. They don't believe in God.
Right, well,
right?
They believe that their leaders can be gods also.
Okay. So, but they're more or less, what I get from what I've kind of heard, it's sort of like, people here think it's sort of like atheist views. They don't believe, obviously, in a singular God, but I don't think they believe in any...
No, it's more like...
I don't think it's like a God in the
polytheistic type religion more than I think is. Atheism don't believe in shit. These motherfuckers believe in a lot. You know, just different shit. You know?
I just don't think that they believe in God the same thing that we're thinking when we say the word
God. Well, I think they
God.
Believe in common sense and thievery.
Right.
Because they steal a lot of the shit that we have here to go make it cheaper over there.
That's good stuff.
Private parts.
Yeah, you don't want to look at that.
Pubic hair. Mm-hmm. They censor that out. You see a lot of Japanese porn.
That's
look
true.
At the pubes.
Can't look at them.
Can't have that up there.
Can't watch it.
Cobalt 60. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know.
Classes between the police and in quotation marks.
Yeah,
it doesn't
so
matter
anything
who
that,
after
anything,
the end. It's just
anything that ends
clashes
that sentence.
Between police and role conflict. Mm. Exposed. Mm. Here goes one of my favorites, upskirt.
There you go.
Drugged.
That's a good one.
Chapter 8. I guess they don't want nobody over there filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, I thought
chapter 11 is bankruptcy.
Chapter
what
11.
The fuck is chapter 8?
I don't know. It must have something to do with sort of like, you know how we're superstitious of the 13th floor? Maybe they just don't.
They skip all chapter 8s and
chapter
books.
Chapter 8s.
It goes straight from 7 to 9.
Yeah, they come over to America and they're like, oh, shit, did you see
did you take out 8? I can't.
Did you see that thing in Angels and Demons where they were doing it? Like, nah, I didn't. Was that in chapter 8? Nah, I didn't.
I can't find that shit.
Sorry, but
ammonium nitrate.
Yeah, is that for, like, making bombs and shit?
I think that's either that or poppers.
Nice.
They might be fucking each other in the ass over there. Dictatorship.
Hmm.
Phoenix. Yes, they don't want nobody traveling to the United States and Arizona. Candle wax.
Candle wax.
Really. That's a problem. Candle wax. Oil leak.
Yeah, their cars are so good they don't have to even...
Here's the weird. As it started in June.
Hmm.
Actual God.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Don't Google actual God when you're in China.
Yeah, please do not. Something may come up and it'll change your mind. You think there is an actual God and then we got a problem.
That's right. Conflict diamonds.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
3 days in June. They love June over there. I don't know what. May 4th incident. Three color eat. What the fuck is that? Or three color. Is that three color eat or three color cat? I can't see from here.
Oh, I can't. That might be cat.
Three color
know.
Cat is off limits.
Not
March 20th.
It.
Islam. April 3rd. Sea cucumber holothuria.
Now, I know that the sea cucumber is good.
They don't
to jack
want nobody.
Off.
Yeah, right. They don't want nobody to see anybody jacking off sea cucumbers. Is probably
it is
they,
pretty hot though.
But that just goes to show you what kind. Like they can't even look at those type things over there.
Yeah.
What kind of bullshit is that?
That's weird as hell. It's almost like, I had a you know Stoney, my buddy Stoney. He was big into looking up old laws and shit that are still in the books. I
right.
Mean, none of this shit gets, and it might be sort of the same thing there, but.
None
of these laws are really mandated or
right.
looked at or whatever, but there's so many crazy ass laws on the books. I wish I could remember one right now, but it may
but
be.
But usually like you can't get married on a rainy day on Saturday In such and such county of whatever state. I mean, yeah, they'll have just these weird ass fucking, you know, laws. It's like, you can't slaughter a pig on, you know, the week of March 4th to 20th because these motherfuckers is like the beast to eat you.
Yeah.
Some shit like, and it's always just stupid as fuck, but they leave it, they never even paid any attention any fucking more.
And I think the reason they leave some of these laws on there is because of something else is attached to it. You know, it's like when they make laws today.
They do add shit. There's no doubt about
that.
You know,
the old earmarks and the fucking pig nose in it and all that bullshit.
Exactly.
So you can't really just delete shit.
That's the problem about people who make laws now. You don't know what all's in there.
Right.
You know, it's not just what they say it is, or just going to do it, because they'll tack shit on like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we talk about the censorship and the bills and all this shit. I mean, did you hear about the Rick Santorum shit? Which, I hate that motherfucker.
There's not a one of them motherfuckers that I like.
Except
Ron Paul. I might want to hang out with him.
Yeah, Ron Paul's, he's got some crazy ideas, and he's got some that's, you know, really good. I mean, he don't believe in evolution, which already kind of throws me off on that whole shit.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's got some really good ideas about some other shit. So, I mean, there's a give and take with every motherfucker. But there's no fucking giving this goddamn Santorum any fucking thing. This dude is complete fucking asshole. He cannot stand fucking sex. I mean, he just cannot.
Is this a guy who freaked out about he wouldn't sit down on the couch with somebody's wife or some shit like that?
I don't know, man. His thing was this week, he's going to have an all-out war on porn. Automatic, get the fuck out of here. Okay. I mean,
it's time to start rallying against this guy.
Really, that's what's the problem with America. That we need to get rid of porn.
I mean, that's what always threw me off about Steve Jobs too. It's like, why are these people so against porn?
I think it was more of if you sold this product and you could buy apps for porn out there, he would have shit upon shit upon shit from people. Now you can go on to the damn. I mean, the porn was not gonna fucking damn let that shit up. He's like, okay, we'll just make it to where you can get on our sites through the fucking damn Safari. Yeah. So they're not gonna take that away from you, but they will find a goddamn way.
Yeah,
you're just not gonna have an app for it. You'll have to go to whatever. But you know, you got motherfuckers like Santorum who say, "I don't want big government. I don't need we don't need big government at all. We need to, you know, make smaller and smaller and smaller government. Take away all these fucking damn division of this and division of that, and, you know, and everything. But we want to be all up in your shit when it comes to your bedroom.
Yeah,
whether it be with the fucking gays." Whether I want to, you know, screw my wife up the butt, or, you know, I want to get a fucking rim job at the fucking Chinese goddamn massage place.
Right.
He wants to be all over it. Or if I jack my dick in the bathroom while my wife's asleep.
Yeah.
And
he wants to be, fuck that.
He wants to be in there at every point, because that's where he wants government. He does not want government in your money, where it could kind of make some shit right if they wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, the green motherfuckers that he was, and they can actually make some shit work. But that scares the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
You get an asshole like that in there, and he's gonna take away the one thing that you have left to go do on your own, jack your dick.
This guy, that's just stupid for so many reasons. But, I mean, I guess he's using that. Maybe he really believes it, but
he believes the fuck out of it.
But
he is radical fucking Catholic motherfucker.
Obviously for a point. It's obviously for political gains. But
right.
I don't think that's going to help him, because
he went in other fucking places. He's a fucking close second.
Oh, I can tell you, man. There's a lot of fucking...
And it's fucking weird as fuck how somebody that fucking weird can get that many goddamn votes. It's got to be because they just hate Mitt Romney.
That's the only reason.
Mittens. I call them mittens.
this Republican primaries this year is so fucked up, because it's like, the only person that would even be...
is going right back to the, do you want a giant deuce or a turd sandwich?
Exactly. The only guy who would even be close to standing any kind of chance of winning against Obama would be Mitt Romney. But the catch-22 is everybody hates Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well, Republicans hate Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
that's the problem. I mean, and what you got mostly is that you got a moderate Republican against a moderate Democrat. Those two things are never going to make any significant change to anything, because they're trying to please their shit and just give enough to the other guy.
Yeah.
Why not get some radical motherfucker in there that come in there and he's totally fucking right, or he's totally fucking left. Change up the whole fucking bullshit. If it doesn't fucking work, we know, well, that didn't fucking work. But at least it's something else. They're not going to do a goddamn thing. They're just looking like, how can we not? You're going to piss the other one off no matter what.
Yeah.
So why not go balls to the wall?
Well, and that's the problem. People think that we can't afford to do something like that. And that's the other thing that government is so good at, is just keeping you scared, keeping you on the edge, like everything could collapse at any fucking moment. If I don't do this, I don't do that. That's how they get you to believe that we can't have any changes, because if we change anything, we're going to all fucking go under. There's no coming back. It ain't like that. We've been fucking, there's been plenty of people in societies that have been so fucking down and out, you won't even want to know it. And, you know, it's just all a tactic to keep you voting and keep everybody, like you say, in the middle.
Yeah. Well, Peace, you want to go ahead and take a break?
Yeah, let's take a late break and we'll come back.
All right, bitches, we'll see you on the flip side. Peace.
Oh, yeah, this is Big C. Down at Little Jimmy's House of Mirrors.
Oh, you're going to love these fucking mirrors.
If you're heading down 321 and you see yourself, you know you're here. This House of Mirrors will blow your mind. Come in and enjoy all of our exciting mirrors. You'll be able to see yourself tall and skinny, also fat. Sometimes you look like a fat idiot. And then if you go down the hall some more, you look like you've turned around and you've come back the other way.
You'll figure it out.
If you ever make it out of our House of Mirrors, you'll be treated to a beautiful pancake breakfast.
No syrup.
You can only come into the House of Mirrors from 9 till 9. And I'm not going to specify AM or PM. You just have to figure it out yourself and come on down.
Our number is 803-1067-4513. Thank you again. This is UNT. Eat me.
All right, we're back, and I hope y'all enjoyed whatever bullshit I decided to put in there on this one.
Yeah.
Pizzo did the last one as far as editing and everything like that, so I guess this week's probably going to be mine.
mine kind of fucking sucked. I was kind of last minute and shitty, like my whole life is.
Yeah, well, I think it was just fine. What we had to do is I had to kind of send him some of the shit back through the email. So, like, the intro and shit kind of got fucked up there.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what happened to that, but he kind of told me it was a long story, but we don't even really give a shit.
yeah. But with the commercials, I've been starting to get some shit about that, because we used to come up with some original shit. And
we ought to come up with something. And actually, we need to make a promo also. I know this is probably shit that we shouldn't be talking about on the show, but we can go through that. But all right, let's call a little bit back. Last time we talked about the plan.
Okay.
Now we've got, you know, we talked about the 25 bad sexual objects that we found. I found 18 more.
Okay.
And we talked about it a little bit in there before. We talked about the plow a little bit. And this thing looks like a bench with a dildo on the end of it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like like a wood mill, you know, like one of those things you slide.
Yeah, it
kind of
looks like one side of a sawhorse, but this thing has a dildo on one end.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's powered, so it would actually plow your ass.
Like a jackhammer into your
right into your orifice. This machine is so smooth, quiet, and easy to use. It allows you to focus more on your pleasure and less on your mechanical abilities.
Yeah, so it's basically just a reciprocating saw hooked to a fucking dildo.
Exactly. How about a sexy sadist cock ring?
Yeah, that's not what I want to get close to.
What we have here is a hinged piece of metal, with pretty much like, it looks like a reverse heavy metal bracelet.
Yeah,
you know, with those studs on that motherfucker.
Spiky prongs.
Imagine turning that inside out, hinged, and then actually made out of the metal, so it would just go right on your dick.
Wrapped around your cock. What I like about that is it has the little...
I like the way you pointed it.
It's got the little things on the end there, so as to, once you push it around your cock, you could actually put a
lock
on it.
You can put a padlock on it to make sure you don't take that off.
There you go.
You don't want to pull on that. Let's see here. Imagine the look on your boy toy's face when he wants to feel that pleasure, but something else is keeping him from fully realizing his arousal.
Yum.
So this is pretty much being like, don't get your dick hard, you're going to get poked.
Mm-hmm.
How about disposable canned vagina? what you looking at here? Here's the can that it comes in, Peace. And it's got a Japanese anime girl on the front.
I like that.
And it looks like a tall boy.
So it's just a one-time use
It's
vagina.
A one-time use fleshlight. Inside of it looks kind of like a watermelon. It's pretty nasty looking. It's pretty bad, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
But you can fuck a can if you like. Complete with lubricant, this disposable pussy will leave you wanting more.
Can you fuck it?
Oh, of course you can. How about the teddy bear vibe? Just for every little girl.
Yeah, because you like to fuck yourself.
Have here is a French tickler style dildo with prongs hanging all off the end of it, attached to the most cuddly looking little teddy bear.
The most cuddliest little teddy bear that you've ever seen in your life.
Your pussy is a plaything, and this wireless teddy is the one to play with.
Yeah, so it looks like an oversized purple gummy bear with a gigantic erection.
Yeah, you could imagine if you took a purple grape gummy bear, as Pizzo said, and put a big dick on it.
Yeah.
You've got what this thing is. How about the Goo Goblin Granny?
Okay. So
this is a
granny porn here.
Mature kink love doll.
Okay.
And it's shaped like your granny, complete with a shot of a topless granny on the front.
Yeah.
She's wearing her pearls.
Yeah.
And hiking up her skirt so we can see just the top of that pantyhose.
Now, this makes sense to me because let's
say. Oh, really?
Yeah. let's say you have the fetish for grandmas and shit.
Right.
I don't care how sick you are. You still have a little bit of bashfulness about you, a little bit of shame that you don't want to just walk up to any granny and try to fuck her.
Oh, so you decide and you're like, you're not going to throw your game on this 72-year-old woman. You want to, like, work it out somehow.
So you got this fetish. You got nothing to do with it. You're born this way. What are you going to do?
That's right, man. Gaga told me.
So, goddamn, at least you got something now you can fuck.
Now you can fuck and, really see if you could get that hard on.
Exactly.
I just imagine, does this thing come with that big, stupid-looking blow-up doll face?
It's probably,
doll on half,
it's probably
just with, like, white hair on it.
All it is it's just a regular blow-up doll, and you just let half the air out. So, that's all you do.
That's pretty good. Mature kink love doll comes with her own false teeth.
Nice.
How about the fearsome fingers?
Mm.
Here we go. These things are kind of like things that, Chinese handcuffs are made out of.
Yeah.
But it's just one end of them, and at the other end, it's got a piece of metal with some very, very, looks like dental picks
put onto the end of it. Yeah, what the fuck is that? It looks like, have you ever seen those things? Like, my grandmother used to be like a seamstress, I guess, and she had these things laying around where you use this special tool. It's like a U-shaped thing with a sharp point in the middle you cut the stitches with.
Oh, really?
That's what this fucking thing
is. Is that what
like.
This looks like, dude? What I'm thinking is, like, if your girl has a problem biting her nails or something, she can put this shit on and just scratch the fuck out of your back. I don't know what the fuck this shit's all about. How about wear all five, one or two at a time? Even one will get you the respect you deserve.
There you go.
How about the drippy dragon? Now, I love this one. I saw this one earlier.
Is this a wax dildo?
Not quite. It's rubber.
Okay, it's rubber. All right.
But this thing's hooked up to a pump. So when you fuck it, it can come inside you. Here's a video of it shooting.
This is like the thing they use on those walk-by cum things.
Yeah, you'd imagine that's probably what they got cupped in their hands other than what this thing is, because it shoots quite the wad.
That is amazing.
It's like a geyser coming out of that motherfucker. It includes free 8-ounce, 250-milliliter bottle of Bad Dragon cum lube.
So I guess that's the... preferred cum lube of
exactly.
The stars.
How about the Enema Piss Rubber Pants?
Well, I love the name. The name I like. Very self-explanatory. There you go. There's your...
What you got here, it looks like some CNC Music Factory bicycle shorts.
Yeah.
To what looks like a some kind of plastic deal you can piss in.
Yeah.
And then you got a bladder that hangs off the side of your leg. I don't really understand what could go.
I think what that is.
The picture says enough.
I think what that's for is like once you flush out your asshole, I guess you have some residual dripping throughout the day. So you want to be comfortable with yourself throughout the day. You don't want to be,
You can collect. Leaking. Well, I think this is you can collect your piss to actually use it as enema fluid.
Oh.
For some ladies, yeah, I think you're going all wrong on this. I understand, this is just an easy way to collect
piss.
So
you piss in one bag and then
you can piss in her butt.
That's good. So you can piss in her butt.
It can hold up to 4 liters.
Well, hey, you know, I would think that her asshole could hold up to 4 liters, so we got a good match here.
How about the Zeus Electric Urethral Sound Kit?
Now, this is
the last time we got to hear about one that you could hear inside the pussy.
Yeah, but now this one goes inside the pee hole.
This goes in the pee hole, and this will go in yours really easy since yours is so big. And what it has is the little 3.5 millimeter deal that could go right into your fucking headphones.
iPod, whatever.
iPod, you can record all this and record the sound of your dick.
Okay. So
this might be worth getting.
So this is for recording sound, not so much pumping sound.
Well, you could pump sound out. You could put it all through the house, put it on the Bose system.
No, I mean, could you hook the thing to your iPod and have, like, the fucking beats?
No, I don't think so. I think this one is actually to have sound come out.
Interesting.
The Electrosex Urethral Sounds is not for beginners. Do not stick it right in there.
Step up to that.
How about the Extreme Ass Spreader? Now, this one intrigued me.
Yeah. Anything that's extreme.
This looks like some really big forceps.
Yeah.
And almost like a chest spreader.
Well, I like how the guy's wearing latex gloves.
Of course.
To make it look super duper scientific. And it's just to spread your ass cheeks.
This is scientific, motherfucker. You spreading ass.
There ain't nothing scientific about spreading ass.
Yeah, I love the quote on this one. Retractor opens up to 4 inches wide.
Yeah, well, you have that. You telling me your asshole doesn't open up?
That's
4 inches?
That's okay. A fist.
Terrible.
How about the cannon?
Yeah, that's just way too big.
They have this side by side. This is a dildo. Of course, it's black. And it's set side by side to let you know the size difference. There's a Coke can sitting there.
Yeah.
And this thing dwarfs it. You could probably stack 3 of those Coke cans on top of each other tall.
Yeah.
And probably two and a half wide.
Two or two and a half wide.
That is fucking huge. How about the heft thickness and range of this? Oh, it's a butt plug.
Oh, there's your 4 inches.
And range
right
of this butt plug means you'll get a full filling stretch.
Mm-hmm. You can just go ahead and do a fucking cannonball into her asshole.
Strict leather dildo face harness.
Now, I like this. I don't see where the problem is.
What we have
this
here is
completely harmless.
Imagine the thing that the guy made him fuck their prostitute in Seven with that knife.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever seen Seven, spoiler alert.
There's
a guy who fucks a prostitute with a knife.
Yeah, that happens.
But it was strapped to him with leather and all this. Well, imagine that strapped to your head with a dildo coming out of it, right where your mouth is.
Yeah, it's just like
a woman modeling this.
It's like a feed bag, but you take the feed bag part of it off and put a big blue dildo
big
on
blue
it.
Dildo on it. This soft leather strap-on harness makes it easy to strap a dildo to your face.
Okay.
Like I've always wanted.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's have a little fun with Rex. I want you to read that again. Hold on. I'll give you the cue. Just wait a minute.
All right. This soft leather strap-on harness makes it easy to strap a dildo to your face. I think he cut him off.
Fuck you. What's going on, Rex?
Rex is a bullshit.
Rex
is on the scissor.
Rex is on the scissor.
Good times.
Here we go. This one had to be blurred out. The drill dough.
Yeah.
For every handyman, you have your 18-volt cordless sitting around here. Why not use that to drill it up your damn wife's ass? Yoga-like relaxing massage is used on the drill dough.
For who? Jesus.
What you have here is the piece that chucks up in it, and then you got another piece that will slip on over that.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you're not actually having to chuck up on the dick.
Good God.
Universal waterwork system.
I guess universal referring to you can put this in your ass, your pussy.
I think you can do this to anything. This is like an addition project. But this actually connects to your sink.
Yeah.
So what's the need for your enema bag anymore?
Yeah.
When you can just strap this up to your sink. Plug this thing right up your ass and go.
Will this thing connect to my...
This is for people who like to have ass sex on the go.
Will this connect to my pure water filter?
Sure will. It would probably connect to the same thing, unless you had, you know, an extender out the front that would be just like the same thing you had, you know, on your...
On the faucet.
On the sink itself.
Will it connect to my water pick?
I think the water pick would work on its own.
Can you get that right up your ass anyway? Yeah, you can't get that right up in there.
How about the Postmaster? Now, this one was a good one also. This one looks like the thing that Jackie Chan trains fucking kung fu on.
Yeah, yeah, like
you
know, you've
seen those
yeah.
little wooden deals that right. the motherfucker do all the little moves.
Yeah,
to
you just
all.
Back your ass.
This thing has three position dildos. I think you have in its own little
mat.
Base there.
Well,
everything's
yeah.
coming off of.
That's probably just to catch the drippings. I would think.
This one, you know, like I say, it's an opposition, so I guess you, if you wanted to, three people could fuck it at a time.
Three people could fuck it.
Postmaster kit contains the following. One beret protector.
There you go.
How about the pogo stick for two?
Now, wait a minute.
Here we go. It's a stick.
Yeah?
That you can put two cocks on.
Okay. Oh, example A.
Here it is. You have what it looks like is
yeah. You just
put
your cocks on.
Similar
there.
To a pogo stick, but I don't know if you can really bounce on this thing or not.
I think you got one person sitting here, one person sitting there, and they hold on.
Oh,
to
it
the
is
top.
Hinged. See right here is yeah, hinged, yeah. So this thing can move.
Yeah, you hold on to the top like you know how you used to do that.
You can look face to face and fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like the thing you used to do with the baseball bat, you know, to see what right the hand over hand.
And then we got a good picture of a dick in one.
Yeah, why are they blurring out the dicks?
This Jackhammer Johnson comes with two cradles, two passion grips, and all the necessary mounting hardware.
Get your passion grips.
Here's the Dalek straight jacket.
All right, this is just another guy just wrapped up in his
shit, hanging from his feet from a.
Yeah.
I don't understand how that one is not.
I'm a bit of a masochist, but I'm not into that. I mean, you know, I like to be slapped around a little bit. That's a little bit, you know, ridiculous. Come on.
Masturbator V-string. Now, this one was so bad they couldn't even put it on this site. So I'm going to click, and we're going to find out.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
You wear this for some reason?
Yeah, well, this is actually, this is like a masturbating V-string. You wear this like a man. Okay? And you put your dick through here.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And this thing can vibrate you, or a woman can wear it too, and it can vibrate this, you know, because you see the string right here would go up the back of the ass. I don't understand why they give this thing the nastiest looking. Would you?
That
nobody would fuck that.
Horrible looking pussy. I mean, the fucking pussy looks like a bowling pin.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that all about? Come on, guys.
That was pretty fucking sick. I don't understand why anybody would go through that. So that's just a little bit of more things I found that I had some weird shit out there. You know, I'll come across that all the time. Now, here was another thing I came across this week. These are 1890. They go up through ages right here, through the 1890s up to like 1920s.
All right.
These are exotic dancers of the days.
All right.
What I wanted to do was show you these and see if you would have any of these bitches give you a lap dance.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the first bitch dressed up like a horse.
Yeah, okay. She looks kind of like my tattoo. I got a big Sagittarius Minotaur thing
would
on my back.
Would you fuck it?
I would let her give me a lap dance, sure.
How about this one?
That's a man.
No, it's not a man.
That face looks like a man to me.
That's going to be a recurring theme in here, because none of these chicks really have...
that guy could kick my ass. That guy would definitely beat me up. Yep.
Here we go.
Wow, okay. Yeah, this...
Now, you getting somewhere now?
Getting
what do you think
closer.
She's going to do with that or her hand?
She's going to beat me to death with it, probably. For calling her a man. So this person is just dressed like a man. Just dress like a...
Over and over again, we're going to have the same thing going.
So that's sexy then, isn't it?
Yeah, that's sexy in them days. What we're looking at, this is, he has a lacy nightgown on with the largest granny panties you've ever seen. And there's one common theme to these girls. They are not on the smaller side.
No.
So I'd imagine that's not in vogue back in those days.
If we went back in the day, back in the 1890s here, and got a dude... And then brought him back to today.
Yeah.
He would be coming in his pants all the time.
All the time. He was like, I don't understand. She's showing leg.
He would not stop coming.
Here we go.
Here.
And she's showing a little bit of leg.
She's got some. Yeah, she's not that bad, actually.
Her name is Nora. She's up in New York.
Her name is Nora.
Now, see, this bitch has got.
Show girl.
Look at this fucked up head right here on this bitch.
Yeah, her head.
She's got
a
little Cupid arrow and everything else like that.
Uh-uh.
Ah, fuck that. Here's another Cupid girl.
She's not bad. I mean,
I would not fuck one of these chicks.
No, not.
I went all through here.
No.
And nothing here. I mean, all of them have like the the baby pooch.
That's the ugliest thing in the world.
Look at the fucking waist on this bitch.
That's retarded.
It looked like somebody cut it in the sides.
Nobody cares about that. Mm-mm. Oh, it's, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah, it's not going to work. Nope. So I was just understanding that, you know, I don't believe that anybody would fuck any... I can't understand how my granddad fucked his wife.
Oh, sorry. Just,
that's right.
Just getting off on that. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's a sexual innuendo on the new supercut that I also found. I thought this one would be good. Let's check out some of this. Like, you heard the keep fucking that chicken.
No.
On, like, you know how guys, like, they'll say something sexually on there just out of the fucking blue on the goddamn news and not even think about the shit.
A slip, yeah.
Yeah, like a slip of the tongue. Yeah, yeah. This is kind of like that kind of stuff. So let's go through here and check out some of this stuff.
So if you think you want the money shot of them with their arms in the air,
the old money shot.
You're going to get it. It's in both of their self-interest right now to
suck off some of those siphon off.
Arnold Schwarzenegger had a number of liaisons with women at his Santa Monica complex. Some of those women apparently came a number of times.
An elementary school boy and the 2-inch object that got him in serious trouble.
Did you say the money shot?
Yeah. The money shot. You know. Yeah. Would all of us, all the American troops pulling out, help the situation?
Oh, yeah. I've got a small white one. Does that make a difference?
He does have a small white one.
I just can't understand how something so small can be so impressive.
Well, Mark, you would know about that.
Oh, shit.
He told me he had the big black one.
New York man only got 3 inches of meat and his full-on sub.
Yeah, biggest amount that I could find, almost as big as me. About 9 inches.
Long stabby thing that I have next to the bed just in case someone breaks in. And what do you have by your bed that is long and stabby or whatever that is going to make a mess if someone tries to break into your house?
Well, Tim's my long stabby thing. But I
you don't want to hit yourself in the face with it. Not even the little white ones.
I will do it tonight with Christina Krokmerski, the news and the sports.
Oh, nice melons behind you there.
Yeah, behind you.
Nice pussy.
Did I say baseball? I meant basketball. I got my balls screwed up.
Is that where the cool-down spray comes out?
Take a look over here on the roadway. Just in the last half hour or so, the flakes have begun to stick a little bit on the asshole. Asphalt.
An ice cream vendor. Excuse me, ice cream vendor.
She lost her tittle, thanks to a cute her title.
Her title.
Oh, God. Oh, the internet, what they're going to do with this one.
Yeah.
Oh, internet.
Damn you, internet. Yeah, that was just some of the goddamn things that I was looking at this week. You know, and you a big thing that fucking happened, another thing that happened was the Peyton Manning going to the Broncos.
Yeah.
Fucking over the Jesus freak.
Tebow is out of there.
But he's going to the Jets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what the fuck they're going to do up there, I don't know. Because they got Mark Sanchez. You know, they ain't going to go for that shit up there.
No, they don't like Jesus.
Right. They don't like that shit. But Pat Robinson, you know, 700 Club Pat
Robinson.
Yeah,
no, he loves Jesus.
He loves him some Jesus. And yeah, he took that shit about Tebow to heart.
Oh, he loved some Tebow.
Yeah, he was fucking pissed about the shit. And he's pretty much, you know, Christians are supposed to be forgiving people, but really hopes that the Broncos get fucked.
I like it.
Here's a little clip I got from that.
Well, the Denver Broncos have traded quarterback Tim Tebow to the New York Jets. That trade comes after Tebow lost his starting quarterback position in Denver to newly signed Peyton Manning. Tebow appears to be excited about the trade. He calls New York a great market, a great city, but many football analysts do not believe he's a good fit for that team.
Well,
they already have a quarterback in Mark Sanchez that they signed to a new contract. Still, some believe Tebow's Christian character may have a positive influence on a team that endured its share of turmoil in the locker room last season. I'll tell you, there are a lot of disappointed fans of the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's where Tim Tebow is from, Pat, and a lot of folks down there were hoping that the Jaguars would sign him.
Nope.
Take on it, and I know the public relations doesn't bear me out, but I think the Denver Broncos treated him shabbily. He won 7 games.
Now, this motherfucker is so senile, he can hardly get his fucking words. He's like,
give me the strength, Jesus.
He brought them into the playoffs, for heaven's sakes. I mean, they were a nothing team. They routed them together with spectacular last-minute passes. And, you know, when they beat Buffalo, I mean Pittsburgh, excuse me, it was a tremendous victory. And you just ask yourself, okay, so Peyton Manning was a tremendous MVP quarterback. Yeah,
tremendous.
But he's been injured. If that injury comes back,
God damn, Pat Robinson, get to the fucking
will
points.
Find itself without a quarterback, and in my opinion, it would serve them right.
Now, Jerry. See right there. Now he's saying that it would serve them right if Peyton Manning gets his neck fucked up again and becomes a new Christopher Reeve.
Yeah,
and fucking, so he's wishing paralyzation.
I mean, fucking, he's already halfway there. He looks retarded anyway. So
he does look retarded. I don't know why nobody ever brings that up, man.
Yeah, I don't know why he gets a pass on that. He's fucking half a retard.
He's all fucked up. And here's one I had from a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, that's what he needs to be doing is crying. And I thought this was pretty damn funny. This was celebrities reading tweets about themselves. Did you see this?
No. So this is this. Is that Will Ferrell?
Yeah, that's Will Ferrell
on the shitter.
Yeah.
All right.
And they're gonna be reading some tweets about themselves here. I really thought this was pretty good. I had to bring this one to the table.
Oh, you would indulge us for a moment. You know. One of the most interesting things about Twitter is it connects celebrities directly to their fans and vice versa. Many celebrities actually do the tweeting themselves, which means pretty much anytime you like, you can send a message to them, and unless it's someone like Justin Bieber who has 18 million followers, they will probably read it. Your message goes right to their computer or into their pocket, which can be good and it can also be bad, and we like to focus on the bad here at this show. So in anticipation of Twitter's 6th anniversary, we asked some celebrities to read some of their favorite tweets from fans. These are real tweets sent to and about the people you're about to see. We present them to you now via the old-fashioned magic of television. Enjoy.
Joel McHale is a huge D-bag.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't spell douche. You have 140 characters. Couldn't spell douche. I get it.
Yeah. David Cross is not my kind of comedian.
Damn.
Hey, Roseanne, get a life.
You are a big p***.
Louis C.K.
Jason Bateman is gay? Question mark?
Question mark?
Who knew? Yo, at Kevin _ Nealon, you suck fat balls.
If you change the I in Anna Faris' last name to a T, you get Anna Farts.
Nice.
Interesting. Wait, ellipses. So, ellipses. Busy Phillips is not a Dixie chick.
LOL, yo. Will Ferrell, f*** dumb.
Kristen Bell is so f***ing ugly. Way too ugly to play Snow White in Snow White and the Huntsman.
This is confusing. This is not Will Arnett looks like Dracula. Wow. Looks like... Like a cartoon version of Dracula or Dracula drag what? Because my teeth? That, you know what it is? My hairline. Got it. Thank you.
It's people like Kathy Griffin who are the root causes for why redheads are perceived as the spawn of Satan.
This one's actually sweet. Can it be my turn to punch Andy Dick until there's bones in his stool?
Will Ferrell's a f***ing fool. That's a compliment. That one I can tell is a compliment. I'm a f***ing fool. Look at me, yo. I'm a f***ing fool. Thank you. Thank you.
I thought everybody should get a damn piece of that one. I don't care if you caught that on Kimmel or not. That one had to come back.
That's good.
I mean, we don't ever really get any hate tweets like that. If everybody... That was another thing. Nobody came in, like I say, if y'all come to us with something, we're going to try to bring out some topics, or we'll call you an asshole about it. I put some shit out on Facebook. And even if you come over there and give us some bad shit, man, we'll probably use it.
Yeah.
So come on over there. We might read off some bad ones, too. We've always done we had a lot of bad comments after we went out of show
long
time ago. If you go back into the old catalogs there, we had a real bad one. We had a really good time with all those. So if you want to bring your negative comments, we like those, too.
Bring them, yeah. That save me some time. I'm used to just going and fucking with people.
Exactly.
You start fucking me first. That'd be great.
That's it. And, you know, Peace, we always like to end the shows.
Yes.
We do some good old farts.
Oh, you got some for farts?
Baby, I got you, man. I think I'm trying to top myself.
I see that.
And what I've come across this week is something really nice. Here, let's just go ahead and get started in on this. And I like the percentages of good on this.
Okay.
78%. I think this is all 100% here.
Oh, wait a minute. She's got a tongue out.
She's got a tongue in her ass. And what I like is that,
How long is this video rolling? Oh, God.
She's a little choked up by it.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot of taking.
You can tell she's not enjoying this.
And she's obviously a pro. I mean, you don't just jump into this field.
Get in there.
I'm sure she went to, like, Midland Tech for this.
Oh, shit. No.
No.
Get in there, bitch.
Tell him. Yes. Put your fucking face in it. Slap him.
Nice.
Put your nose in it.
Tabadabunga.
She looks like...
I heard her say agua. I guess she wants to get wet there or something.
I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So what she's doing now is licking the girl.
Oh, no.
She's licking pussy and she's farting in her face at the same time.
Huh? Vicky,
come
over the
seno.
Fuck,
come
over the
seno.
Oh,
yeah.
She's
going to
get mad at her.
Oh, shit.
Come on, Belgi.
We need a translator on this show.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Damn, she's tossing shit on the ground. All she's doing is...
You tell her.
She's just stalling, trying to get some more parts going. Get your mouth in my ass.
Let's get a little further here.
All right, let's skip ahead a little bit.
She's like a fart cuckold.
Brazilian torture.
Oh, I must have missed a good one. Oh, she's got a face. She's got her ass all in her face.
And nose right in the asshole.
She's like smothering this bitch.
Suffocation. And she's got a nice smile on her face. Oh, there's a nice one.
She knows concentrate.
She's.
This bitch can't breathe.
Only bitch can breathe is farts.
More?
Mas farts?
Mucho. Oh, man, she put a foot on the bitch. Damn.
What body part is that I'm looking at? Oh, there it is.
That's all you're looking at. You dirty.
Jesus. Making her.
I think she sharted.
Yeah.
I love how she makes you put the tongue on it and farts on the tongue.
It puts the tongue in the butthole. Those little ones are sometimes the worst.
They are the worst. You know, they're getting little sprays there.
Oh,
you saw the pucker.
The whole thing puckered out.
Love me.
The more she pisses her off, the more time it's going to take to get
exactly.
her off.
Exactly. You know, so that's the reason why this thing's...
Oh, God. So fucking nasty.
You can see the spit she's putting on it, bubble.
That is really too close to the zoom.
I just love when you get the hair movement. There's got to be a way for this thing to end. Let's get near the end. It's got to be.
No, fucking no.
How do you? How did you end this?
That's what we have to do. This is in the last minute.
I don't
here.
Know how they. This is like 15 minutes of this. We've been skipping ahead. This is ridiculous.
Put it, she's backing that ass right into her face every time. And the girl is doing the licking. She does not like this. This is not a bag.
That's a face from Izzy. Well, anyway. Well, anyway.
Well, in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody, everybody loves a rim job.
Everybody. I mean, everybody does, but not
oh,
like,
now she's fucking her face off. With her
not
ass.
Like a torture rim job. What?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, she's pissed. She's putting her in timeout.
Next. Next. So that was it. She just kicked her out, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, it didn't end like we wanted it to, but... yeah, this is it. Okay, now we've got to fart. She's farting on fudge.
It's the big bucket of fudge. I mean, I guess, I guess they're going for some kind of, like, artsy, ironic thing because she's sitting in fudge.
Whoa!
Not cool. She has a nice butt.
She's got bass. She can pucker it up.
There is like, there seems to be no end to fart porn on the internet.
More to come with more fart porn for me.
Believe me, this is not.
I will find every bit of fart porn on the internet. Trust me.
Good job. All right. Well. All right. We're gonna end it, but hopefully we'll be back next week. 2 weeks in a row, we're going for.
Yeah, let's try to do that. And like I say, if y'all guys want to get in touch with us, you know where to do it. It's over there at podcasters@gmail.com, at podcast.podomatic.com. You can hit us up on Twitter at podcast. I believe that's right. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter. Just search it down. You can do either one. Hit me up over there on either one of them. We do have a topic thread that's over there on the Facebook shit. If you do want to get over there to it, you should see it up on the wall. And if you just want to come over there and call us assholes over there on the podcast page, like I say, we love that shit too.
Yes.
So just come over there and do any of that bullshit. And Pizzo, you got anything for him this week?
I don't got nothing for him. Hopefully I'll get me some ass before next Wednesday morning. Because that's the plan. That's the only thing I got going for me right now.
If not, we're going to be back on that again next time. We're going to catch back up with the plan, and we'll see y'all bitches on the next time. Peace. Later, bitches.
Later, bitch.
I've been calling them colored for years, and still they call me prejudiced. When AIDS broke out, I cried alongside the queers. And still they call me prejudiced. I pissed on the quilt, I had to go. And they call this a free country. And still they call me prejudiced. And still they call me prejudiced. The Indians want their land back. What's for trade, a teepee? I'll bet you wampum your hairstyle is out. And still they call me prejudiced. I pissed on the peace pipe, I had to go. And they call this a free country. And still they call me prejudiced. Still they call me prejudiced.